So how do you create an energizing transformation when you're exhausted, you've got no drive, no goals, and your wife has already transformed through coaching? My name is Glenn Lovelace, and that's what I'm here to help you do. Welcome to the One Day, One Life podcast. All right, everybody, welcome back to the One Day, One Life podcast. I'm going to just do a quick follow-up to episode 28 and just go over some highlights to the episode just so that you have a specific list and can grow from it. So if you guys didn't get a chance to listen to episode 28, it's when I had a friend and former client on. And we talked about their marriage and how they were able to almost like consider divorce so that they could consider staying. There was a really powerful point in the episode, probably my favorite part, was when Aline was figuring out that they were sorting through everything so well, planning the separation, finances, kids, schedules. And then all of a sudden she had this realization that, wow, we're actually working together on this. Why don't we just stay? And so I thought that was beautiful. All right, so here's one of the areas. I think there's some misunderstandings and probably bad experiences, maybe some taboo or, our own thoughts and judgments of therapy. You know, when we watch movies, it can kind of create more arguments. And I'm sure if you have had therapy or counseling, you've had good experiences and bad. But Aline referenced, and Diego actually, some not so good experiences. And, it kind of created an episode idea for me, just kind of how to know if your therapist is actually helping you or not. And I guess you could put in counselor or coach or even your best friend. So if you guys are interested in a topic like that, let me know. I think it is important to kind of shop until you're in the right spot. And knowing how you're in the right spot, I think that's going to be the trick. One tip Aline shared was that she didn't want a therapist to validate her or to take her story as she was, telling it. She wanted to be shown maybe where she was wrong and if she could change how, and not to have her own story confirmed back to her. So that might be top of the list, or one of the top five things to look for is your therapist, counselor, coach able to show you what you can actually do to change your situation? If you're not sure why, this is important, it's because the person you're getting advice from, they're essentially validating your story, which puts you in the seat of being a victim. And, that makes you probably feel pretty powerless. And if you're talking about things in a marriage, that makes you, almost at the mercy of your spouse changing so that you can be happy. And that's, not a recipe that's really going to work very good. So be looking out for that if you are shopping and looking for someone to get some help with. So let's see. I guess more thoughts on that actually is, if your therapist, like one of Aline's first therapists, told her to leave Diego, imagine the extra heartache if you took that person's advice and it wasn't necessarily what you wanted, but because they're the professionals, they told you what to do. And I think what that does is puts the responsibility on your therapist, your counselor, your coach. And then you don't have to take personal accountability for your choices. It's like, oh, my therapist told me this dude was never going to change. My wife was never going to change. And again, that might not be true. Only you can know that. So, Aline mentioned actually, go with your gut, she said, and that's going to require that you trust yourself. So if you don't trust your own judgment right now, then this is a giant invitation and opportunity for you to realize that and be like, wow, you know, I don't trust the decisions I make. So believe it or not, most of the men I've worked with have struggled with confidence and making decisions and not trusting themselves. So this is an important topic for men and for women. And it's so important because everything you do in the future depends on your ability to show up with confidence and do what I call making your choice the right choice by the choices you make after you make the choice. It's kind of a tongue twister, but I really like it. That's how you make your choices the right choices. You keep showing up and taking the actions that are going to make it so. I think it's easy to see that in, you know, some marriages. It's like, no, we are going to figure this out and we're going to put in the work and we're going to fight for each other. And this really is, you know, me making the choice to keep doing the work. Obviously, there are actions our spouse can take or that we can take that make that marriage not worth fighting for. So be really, really cautious with the trust that you do have and value it. So yeah, trust your gut. This is so important to get back to essentially personal revelation. Can you make decisions and confidently move forward? Aline and Diego both mentioned the power of desire and being willing. And both of them mentioned this a few times as the first or the most important steps if you're realizing you would like to make some changes. And I mean, to no surprise, this correlates with just about everything in life. You've got to drum up hope. And then that hope turns from desire into courage. And then by courage, you end up taking actions and being willing to get uncomfortable and to learn and to practice and to put yourself into, you know, harm's way, so to speak. Aline and Diego talked about the strengths they did have, which was being unified initially around the kids. And they kind of referenced how some couples will stay together just for the kids and that they didn't feel like this was them. Maybe they had seen that in their parents and, you know, I don't know that we got into a lot of details, but they did feel like it was more than that. But their strengths in parenting gave them something in common to really unify on and what I would call is almost like an anchoring piece that made their marriage confident in each other. So as you guys are doing your work, a lot of times you can go back to when you were dating, identify the reasons why you married who you married, maybe some of the feelings you had, and talk about that together and share some of the positive anchoring things so that when you're doing your work, you stay almost tethered or tied to those powerful anchors. For me, it's always been the experiences I've had with God through the Spirit, those things that are undeniable, that He is real and that He has guided some or all of the choices I have made. And then just having confidence in that, despite the discomfort and the pain of going through life. So for me, if I stayed anchored, I can adventure off as far as I'm comfortable and confident. And as soon as things get trepidous and I start doubting and, you know, going through unnecessary channels to find answers, I can come back to those anchors. So let's see. If you listen to the episode, then you'll recall they both talked about how money and God were two places they were not on the same page or they weren't unified on. And, you know, even though they both worked or they attended the same church, they mentioned that they weren't really in flow. I found that kind of interesting. So taking that easy path and just letting, you know, another spouse handle bills or carry the burden of bills, or even just not having a budget or a plan or goals around trips and savings and paying off debt and things coming up for kids. You know, we have kids coming into the teenage years where they'll be driving. Those are extra expenses. So, yeah, they put God as their center, they said. So I took that to mean kind of they started eating together family meals. They did that through prayer and scriptures. And they just tried to focus on the feelings they had in their house. So really, really important. And if you gals and guys can talk about this on your dates or trips together, you can really create a powerful experience inside the walls of your own home. So especially if you're struggling, this is going to be important if you're trying to change the energy inside of your home and in your relationship. It definitely starts with you. And I would always put the responsibility on men to lead and to guide and preside over their families. This is an area where I do feel or hear a lot of women feeling like they're the ones keeping the family spirituality together. And this is a masculine trait, in my opinion. Doesn't mean women aren't capable or fully capable or perhaps even better at it than men. But nonetheless, this does fall on you men to step it up and to help out, contribute, or even take that task from your wife if she's feeling like it's not a task that she wants to, you know, provide. So kind of some interesting dynamics there. So if you're a couple going through it, I think identifying your strengths and doubling down on them would be extremely beneficial. Identify some weaknesses and then get organized on them. This is something we can all do. Aline and Diego decided that they needed to get organized on their finances and see what they could do over 6 to 12 months. And again, they were still kind of missing that one piece, being disconnected through their worship and bringing God in to kind of guide, direct, and I would say magnify the works and their efforts, which is a really beautiful thought that we can do our best. One of my favorite quotes is A.L. Williams, "All you can do is all you can do, and all you can do is enough." And imagine if you're doing that with a spirit and a prayer in your heart always, that God will direct you, bless you, and magnify your efforts. So really powerful, pretty simple, takes a little bit of faith and some practice. I think it was Aline that said, when you're doing your work, most of the time it's going to get harder before it gets better. I don't know if she said easier, but I think she said better. And I think this is so real. If we compare like a health journey, it's not easy to change our habits. And so when you're talking about your marriage, especially with if there's some, you know, painful patterns and feelings and behaviors, then it's going to be difficult. And as you face those changes by you coming to the relationship with a different mindset, different emotions and energy and different actions, it's going to disrupt what you're already doing. And again, I think Aline is right here when she says it's going to get a little bit harder. But in that kind of opposition or challenge, much like going to the gym or running or walking or anything new on the health side, it is a little bit harder at first, and then you create some momentum, and then that momentum can actually turn into quite a bit of excitement because you are making progress, and progress creates happiness. I was also impressed with Aline when she was able to communicate to her therapist. If again, if you didn't listen to this, she talked about how her therapist was helping her bring down the walls, and she had some particular automated like responses to, you know, call it trauma or whatever you want to call it. I think she called it survival tactics, but she was going through a period in particular where her therapist was helping her bring those walls down. And then it became too much, And then I'd love to ask her, you know, what did your therapist do to empower you to put the walls back up? Essentially while you kind of operated and created that space for having higher energy, or, you know, while she didn't take action from survival, she was able to make that transfer and that change. And seeing and feeling and experiencing that kind of with a community or experts around you really speaks highly of, you know, the aha moments that Aline and Diego had, where, you know, helping each other, getting support outside of the marriage. And then also, I know for a lot of women, this is true in my own marriage as well, and I've joked about it here, but seriously, Amber has told me all kinds of things over the years. And it's taken that third person, that expert outside, for me to kind of hear the message, for me to trust the message, and for me to kind of weigh what my options are and then start taking actions. And so Aline kind of referenced that to when Diego was working with me. It was good for him to have that support, that ear from a man, but also being told, hey, like, this is a load of crap. This is where you're wrong. This is where you could be wrong. I definitely don't want to paint the wrong picture that counseling, therapy, and coaching is meant to tell you what to do, because it's not. But there are points where in my practice, I kind of a little secret or side note here. I love wearing hats. And so years ago, I would take my hat off as I was coming home from work. I would hit the exit on the freeway and I would try to reset my mind to be somewhat in dad and husband mode so I could face the mess or the challenges or the chaos of walking in the house and just being extremely present for 10 to 20 minutes and updating things. Well, this hat thing kind of became a thing in my head, almost like a performance thing, where when men were working with me on the coaching client standpoint, I had opinions about how a friend would show up. And I struggled I never really struggled with this. I would just articulate it. I'd be like, look, me showing up as your friend or another man is completely different than what a coach would say. And I would say, I have to take my coaching hat off in order to tell you this next thing. And I all the men I've worked with have really appreciated this because it gives them almost the permission to be seen, but to have someone tell them it's going to be okay, what they're doing is fine but not good or could be better, and kind of stand there as a friend and almost have empathy and sympathy for them without trapping them in their story. And then I'd put the coach hat back on, and that's a position to totally empower guys like you to take the actions you know you want to take so that you can get the results you want. That was pretty much my take home on this episode. We did talk about meeting together. We'll see if that works out. There are three things that I would reference for marriage if you guys are working on your marriage. One of those is a therapist named John Gottman, who's also an author. And he has a topic called the Four Horsemen. And John has been able to predict something like 91% of success or divorce rates based on sitting with a couple for like 15 to 20 minutes. And what he correlates that to is, are these four horsemen present when a couple is having a difficult conversation? Those four horsemen, if you haven't heard, are contempt, criticism, defensiveness, and stonewalling. So look for those, and you know, I can do another episode on that. Another area I like to direct couples towards is creating what I call a marriage or tribal language, where you as the husband come with a certain language or programming from watching your parents, what they did or did not do, or other couples that were close in your life. And then you as a gal, as the wife, you had your own tribal language, and now as you come together, it's so exciting at first to play house, and then as life and circumstances start to complicate and challenge you, yes, you are going to have some other relationships impact your marriage, and creating your own tribal language is really important. I mean, one place to start is different holidays and traditions, right? If you haven't had interesting conversations around those topics, you probably will, especially when you start raising kids and going through life. It will expose kind of the patterns and behaviors you guys both have. The last thing I'll reference is I have what I call a marriage triangle or a marriage pyramid that helps you see what the foundation of marriage is built upon and how important communication and trust is. So again, look for some future episodes on these topics. And if you want to reach out to me directly and ask, I'm happy to provide some more details or schedule a call with me. But you guys, appreciate Aline and Diego for coming on the podcast, sharing their story. Like always, it really is inspiring when we see that other normal people, other men, other couples are doing things that we would like to do, when they are having results that we would like to have. Everything we do in life is based on how we think it's going to feel. So if you're in a spot where things are disconnected and tricky and challenging and complicated in your marriage, one of the first things you can do is have that desire and be willing to make some changes and really reach out to people that you admire, because there's a good chance that maybe they've worked with a coach or a therapist, or they have a book or a podcast that they listen to, and they kind of have these secret weapons, these guides in their life to tell them what to do. A big premise around here on this podcast is you've never been a man before. And with that, nobody expects you to know how to be married. Nobody expects you to know how to be a father. Nobody expects you to know how to do all these things. But it sure feels like we're expected. It sure feels like at times nobody cares about your feelings. I want to challenge you to realize that that is not true. That's part of your own story. And your brain will find evidence for it to make it true. So make sure you're watching your brain and your mind and the thoughts that are not serving you. And then ask people you trust what they're doing to get through it. Nobody does it alone. I really appreciate that idea. I also appreciate the idea that this is me versus me. I don't need to compare myself to other men physically, financially, relationally, any of the things. I just want to get better myself in increments of hours and days and years. And when we can see that progress, we can definitely celebrate it. Was there one more thing, Glenn? I do not know. Find marriages that you love. Ask them what they do. I think that's a great place to start. And appreciate you guys. This was the kind of the follow-up to episode 28. I hope you appreciated it and liked it. If you want to have conversations about it further, just let me know. See you on the next episode. Have a great day.
Hey everyone, real quick, we want to invite you to a one-on-one consultation with Glenn. If you're looking for extra support to take your transformation to the next level, then let's get you scheduled. Glenn is a lot more like you than you could ever imagine. He's been there, where you are right now. Time is precious, especially if you've got kids. They need you at your best. Your wife needs you to step it up. And to be honest, you need to make this happen for you. If you think you're ready, then I want you to go to glennlovelace.com and book your one-on-one call. Remember, Glenn always says, "Your goal is my goal." And when things get overwhelming, lean on his favorite reminder that progress creates happiness.